This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Alexandra DeVore, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Alexandra. DeVore is DeVore, period. On March 1st, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 37-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 240 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on October 22nd, 2020, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was unconscious a few seconds, period. It was a three-car collision, and the patient was rear-ended and sandwiched between two vehicles, period. There were two impacts, front and back, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient was in a Honda Odyssey, which was a minivan that was totaled, period. The patient struck her head on the steering wheel, period. The back of her head was struck also, period. That day she had ringing in her ears as well as confusion, comma, headaches, comma, facial numbness, comma, low back pain, lower abdominal pain, and chest pain, period. New paragraph. Present day, despite treatment, she continues to have post-concussive symptoms, period. She is forgetful, period. She has problems with time management as well as organizational skills, period. She has problems with slow computations, period. Reading comprehension is affected, period. She does forget appointments, period. She has problems remembering to pay her bills, period. She has problems helping children with math homework, period. She can't do multiplication tables at a normal rate and is much slowed, period. She states that her brain works slower, period. She does have headaches. They are different than headaches that she had in her past, as they are described as burning diffuse headaches in the skull region, period. They occur approximately every 2 to 4 weeks, period. New paragraph. The timeline for treatment as perceived by the patient was that on that day, an ambulance took her to Community South. She was placed on pain medications, period. CT scan of the brain was done, and she was told that there was a suspected concussion and was referred to her family doctor, period. She did see her family doctor several times, period. She was seen at Methodist Sports Medicine for chiropractic as well as physical therapy, period. She had physical therapy for a couple months, specifically to treat the low back, which has improved, period. Her headaches have improved but not totally resolved, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has mental issues, period. She is forgetful, period. She is having problems with time management, period. Computations are difficult, period. She has problems helping her children with homework, period. She is having sleep problems, period. New paragraph. Medications include Lamictal for mood, period. She is on antidepressants, period. She is taking propranolol for anxiety, period. She is taking clonidine for anxiety, period. She is taking Vyvanse as a stimulant to try to help concentration, period. She is taking occasional Xanax for anxiety, period. New paragraph. Her present treatment for this condition does include medications, some of which is outlined above, specifically Vyvanse to try to improve concentration, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for depression and anxiety, period. The patient has had post-traumatic stress disorder, which as an adult was an exacerbation of childbirth and initial early childhood trauma, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for a hysterectomy and two cesarean sections, period. She has had a tonsillectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed that the patient has never had head trauma in the past, period. She has never had brain functional issues, period. She has had minor accidents in the past, but none requiring treatment, period. She has had no work injuries, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that of a nurse practitioner in the psychiatric field, period. New paragraph, under allergies, allergic to Tylenol and Cipro, period. New paragraph, I did review an extensive amount of medical records, and I would like to comment on some of the findings, period. Notes dated October 22nd, 2020, from the Emergency Department at Community South Emergency Department state that a 35-year-old female was here for evaluation of headache, comma, neck pain, comma, abdominal pain, status post motor vehicle collision at 2:45 p.m. today, period. She was a restrained driver going fast. She was rear-ended and was rear-ended by the car behind her, period. Patient says her car is totaled, period. She had brief loss of consciousness, period. She is complaining of diffuse headache, 8 out of 10, and pounding, period. Also complaining of neck and right chest wall pain, worse with movement, period. Abdominal pain in lower bilateral area, 7 to 10, worse with movement, period. On examination, they noted bruising to the lower abdominal bilaterally, period, tender to palpation over the area, period, tender to palpation over the right chest wall and bilateral upper back, period, no vertebral tenderness, no extremity tenderness, period, bruising to the chest wall, period. Their impression was, number one, contusion of the abdominal wall, initial counter, number two, musculoskeletal pain, three, chest wall pain, number four, concussion with loss of consciousness, period. They prescribed cyclobenzaprine and naproxen, period. They did CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast. Impression was mild superficial contusion of the lower anterior abdominal wall, period. CT of the head was done, and it was negative for intracranial abnormality, period. CT of the cervical spine, no fracture was noted. In the emergency room, they did give her fentanyl. And an anti-nauseant. Notes from Indy South Family Practice, January 22nd, 2021. Relates similar history of being involved in an automobile accident and complaining of headache, neck pain, and abdominal pain, period. They state that she was slow to answer questions after the motor vehicle accident with her head injury. And so a physical and form are required by the BMV. Their assessment was concussion with loss of consciousness, period. On physical examination by me, March 1st, 2022, ENT examination was negative. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, extraocular muscles intact, period. pharynx examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Lungs were clear to auscultation, period. Abdominal examination was a normal exam with the abdomen being soft with normal bowel sounds. The patient was obese, period. Gait examination was unremarkable, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. On further neuro examination, the patient was slow on subtraction by sevens from 100, period. It was accurate but abnormally slow, period. The patient was forgetful initially on my dealing with her, as despite several reminders, she forgot to bring her signed forms that I emailed to her, period. When I called her on her coming to my office, she did offer to go home to retrieve these. However, this was unnecessary, as I had extra forms that I had her sign upon coming to the office, period. The patient did poor retention of four unrelated objects, period. The four objects were a car, coin, dog, and gun, period. Initially, she was able to repeat the four objects immediately afterwards on two consecutive times perfectly. However, at 5 minutes, she was only able to recall two of the four objects, period. I did remind her of what those objects were, and once again, at the 10-minute mark, could only recall half or two of the four objects, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions are, number one, concussion with loss of consciousness. Number two, post-traumatic brain injury. Number three, cephalgia. Number four, lumbar strain resolved. Number five, abdominal trauma resolved. Number six, chest wall trauma and pain resolved, period. The above six diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of October 22nd of 2020, period. After review of all the records, all of the treatment that I partially outlined above, and it were rendered to her for this automobile accident, was all appropriate, reasonable, and necessary, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to table 13-8, page 331, the patient qualifies for a 4% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this 4% whole body impairment is strictly and totally a result of the automobile accident of October 22nd of 2020, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the medication Vyvanse at an estimated monthly cost of $400 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need to use an iPhone or similar device for remind her on an everyday basis to complete her tasks, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.